Hey, what's up, ecosystem? Welcome back to Cars on the Move. It's Friday. It's noon. It's Central Time. That means it's time to talk about dealers, auctions, and carriers live on Cars on the Move on ATI, the Car Shipping Business Channel. Mic check 1, 2, 3. You can hear me okay? Awesome. Well, let me just check this. There we go. Awesome. Cool. Thank you so much. Do me a favor. Go ahead and say hello in the live chat. Two bears. Get 50 bucks less out your mouth. I love it. Thank you. That's awesome. I'm loving that meme because I think we can get a lot of use out of that specific part because there's a lot of things that need to be getting out of the mouth. Okay. Do me a favor. Please do leave a like. Thank you so much. Click share. Click copy. Grab that YouTube link. Text it. Email it. Share it with your friends. Click plus save. It's right below the video. Don't have time now. Click plus save. Watch it later. Comment now, put it in the live chat, comment later, put it in the YouTube comments. Hey, I got a couple things to share. Let's do this. Okay, that's me and Ty. Ty is waiting. Before I get to Ty, let's do this. Let me share the screen here. He's just sitting there waiting for me. That's so cool. Thanks, Ty. Okay, so what we do, we have... There we go. Ty, check, check. We do have a special guest today. We have Jason Rice of Lot Pop. He's been on the show before. He's going to be with us again today. This is very cool. I'll tell you what. Ty, since you can hear me and see me, I'm just adding you right now while I go ahead and talk about some of the things happening. Okay, cool. And I know it's cold outside. It's cold outside.
Keep talking. I'm fine. The sun right. Just happened to pop out for a minute.
Oh, thank God. Okay. So, listen, shout out to Hendrick Saar, Car Haulers and Auction Academy in Kansas City, talking about that stuff. That's awesome. America's Auto Auction, the map, right? We love these maps of the auctions. If you have information to share with us, please do send it in. Send it to autotransportintel@gmail.com because we're talking about business strategy. Fridays are all about business strategy. You've been beaten up through the week. On a Friday, we want to help recenter you so you can go at it again next week. All right, so there's the map of the auctions. Keenan's hauling Teslas and sharing it on social media. Share the good news. Let us know what you're hauling, where you're hauling, what's going on. This was sent in. the title of the email was Cheap Dealers. This is what they get. They have to tow their cars. Now, I don't know if these are dealer cars or not, but it sure is interesting. And this is the kind of stuff we love to talk about on DOT compliance. Looks safe as heck. We want to say shout out to Auto Remarketing, Cherokee Media. We had an amazing show Tuesday night, and they've been resharing our stuff a lot on LinkedIn and social media and giving shouts out, getting excited for next week's show, this one out. Who's ready for Auto Intel Summit, April 12th through the 14th? I love those family photos are awesome. Rich Levine was sharing the information. Rich was talking about his book. Awesome stuff. And Ty's gonna be live Tuesday night at Auto Intel Summit, roping people in, doing the hey buddy. But even Cherokee Media Group shared our pre-show on their official LinkedIn page. Amazing. Like ATI did the pre-show for Auto Intel Summit. Thank you so much, Cherokee Media. And this is the slide. Ty's going to be live Tuesday night. I already set up the live stream. It's available. I'll share the link to that too. So, Ty, how are you doing, man?
Hey.
Wait, let me change the... Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Yo.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can see you. I can hear you.
I'm freezing in the parking lot.
All right, take it away.
Transport parking lot behind me. See that building?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go in there in just a minute, but I thought, since, I'm the guy that's in the transport parking lot all the time, Ty, the transport guy.
Yes.
I thought, okay, what are you doing in this building? What are you doing in this parking lot? I'm going to show you guys some tricks, tips and tricks for how to find car dealers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in the parking lot, and you're not supposed to look at this part, but it's Olathe Ford. Can you see that?
Olathe Ford. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. You can find dealers in parking lots by looking at the back of a car. You always hear me say, when you're driving around in the park streets, if you look for on the back of the tag, there's usually Crown, there's Moly. So that tells you who the dealers are around town. And I always look for like who has the most. And then I go talk to that dealer and tell him, man, I see your tags all over the place. You must sell a lot of cars. But anyway, I'm in the parking lot of Lot Pop. You guys hear me talk about Jason and Lot Pop every now and then, because what you're about to hear today, if you really own your transport company and you really are interested in what's getting ready to happen, you should follow this guy like every day, because these people are putting down real facts about probably what's going to happen to the used car market. I'm going inside. To the used car market in the next 3 to 6 months, right? Okay, so I'm inside the building now. It's much warmer. Look at this. This is great. Beautiful place.
Nice.
Ooh.
Wow.
Can you see that?
Oh, yeah. Great office, man.
Look at that up there. Whoa. Lot Pop. We're in the Lot Pop lobby. So I'm going to walk over here. I've never been here before. Lot Pop 130. Can you see it?
There it is. Lot Pop 130. Going up.
130. We're... No, 130.
Oh, you're right there. Okay, you're right on it. Yeah.
Hey, oh my gosh, look at this. Wait. This is perfect. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, see that? Right there.
Oh, yeah, there it is. It's Lot Pop.
So, one of the things that I like about what we do is we get to go actually meet people, and we actually get to see them at their place of work and talk to them about important things that impact not just the transport guys, but car dealers. Car dealers are our customers. So let's see if we can sneak inside, okay? Oh, knock, oh, pull. Hey. Oh, wow, look at this. This is so cool. Can you see it?
I see it, man, it looks then great.
It looks like a lobby and you got some cool chairs and follow the sign, right?
Love it.
Let's see. Oh my goodness. Hey, buddy.
Hello.
I'm Ty, the transport guy. I've been hanging out in the transport parking lot.
Hey, Scott. What's your... Nice to meet you.
Scott?
Yes.
What do you do here, Scott?
I'm sales development representative, so.
Oh, you do a lot.
A lot of demos.
Demos.
Over everything on our software.
I know Jason and John. I think, is it John?
Yes.
John Anderson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, does he hang out here?
No, he's actually based out of Texas.
Texas,
so
okay.
He's out of Dallas, right?
Well, I was in NADA, and he did a demo. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm looking for Jason.
He's
just
awesome.
Go this,
way.
This way. Okay, I'll head that way. Ooh, wait, we better read this sign here. Can you read the sign, Jay?
If you can change the cards you're dealt, change how you play your hand. And it's a card.
Ooh.
That's cool, man. That's really cool.
I love it. This is great. Let's go right in here. Whoa, look at this. There's old Jason.
Ladies and gentlemen. There he is.
Olives. This is the first thing in olives.
It's Jason Rice. Awesome.
Jason Rice with Lot Pops.
Yes, sir.
So I caught you had a post.
Yeah.
Go ahead and, yeah, you sit down. I'll sit over here. Jay, we'll find a good place to put this where we can see everything and everybody.
I can move over here.
Sure,
yeah, move there.
Well,
see how
Ty
that works.
Gets set up there. It's Jay and Ty on Cars on the Move. We got a special guest, Jason Rice of Lot Pop, is joining us here live. Wow,
how's
this
that?
Is cool.
Isn't that great?
This is great.
Let me go this way. Here we go.
All
so
right,
we're
guys,
in the office
away,
of Lot Pop, and we're in the owner, founder
yeah.
of Lot Pop.
Yes,
you've
sir.
Got a cool background. Too right
a little bit I should say yeah
let's hear about that
but as far as like my career
because yeah. you've been in some big names
I started in 97 selling car sports some a little bit partial for it
uh-oh we lost Ty that's okay I think he was adjusting his mic and and that happens because we're live but that's okay. We lost you. Let me just text him. Let him know what's happening. Here he is. He's already coming back. Yep. So let's bring Ty back in. Thanks for jumping in on the live chat. You know the deal here live on Cars on the Move with Jay and Ty. Yeah, he's back. All right, so he's getting set up. No problem. Cars on the Move with Jason Rice at Lot Pop. Take two.
Take two. I'm trying to get the mic so we can hear Jason.
I know. I That's saw it. I like that. I appreciate it.
My bad.
It happens. Sensitive.
When I go live, anything can happen.
Very sensitive
okay,
microphones.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay.
No, yeah.
All right, cool.
Well, I started retail in 97. I actually started doing internet sales in 98. So, and then selling cars off the internet in the 90s and early 2000s. And then, you know, run internet departments, Lou Fuse Group out of St. Louis, big dealership out of there. I was their internet director. You know, it was, there's that Digital Dealer magazine right there.
Oh, yeah.
On the cover of that. Oh,
let's get a quick pick.
Yeah, I was a lot younger than.
Whoa. Can you see that, Jay?
Nice. Digital Dealer Digital magazine dealer. On the cover. Very cool.
Oh, five. Good job. We're back.
But then that led
Lou Fuse. Lou Fuse is a big name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big name in the auto.
So I was their internet director for a while, and I ran a used car lot for a little bit, GSM there. And then I got introduced to Dale Pollack in 2005, who at that time had a product called Empower Auto, which is now what people know as V Auto. So I joined him before it was V Auto. It was scoring out how you own the cars to wholesale. And then we realized, well, it's not so much how you own it the wholesale is what you can retail it for. So he hired me on with my internet background and used cars going hand in hand. He would sell it and I would travel. And then, you know, that turned into V Auto as we started looking at retail data, and then 8.5 years there. And, you know, went from the first performance manager to now they have hundreds of them. And they probably sold, what was it, 2016-ish to Cox or Auto Trader. And I was a director of the Eastern region when I walked away eight and a half years ago, September of, it'll be 9 years this September, to start this company. So we started at my basement of my house by myself, and now here we are.
Well, and so I got on your website to find the address, because I'm a creeper like that. Okay. Right? I just show up. So I'm looking at their website. Pull up the website, Jay, if you don't mind.
Let's show the audience. Let's go to, there we go. There's the website. Cool.
Okay. If you go on the home and you start scrolling down, like if you just want to go catch the address at the bottom, it starts showing the people. You got a lot of people in here.
Yeah. About 20 wow. people.
20 people. And not just here. I just found
half
out.
Half of them are remote. Yeah. The top people there, John, as a matter of fact, he's from Texas. Steve's here in the office. Pam is in Tennessee. Scott's in he was in Pennsylvania. He moved to Florida. Bill there's in Michigan. Gene's in Tennessee. John Reswick there's in Michigan. Jonathan's out of Utah. So all those guys are in different markets. But the rest are here in the office here. Brett there's my oldest son. He's 31, and I got a six-year-old too. We got five kids. Ranging from 6 to 31. So, and then Bruce at the bottom, he's our mascot. I bring him up. Devin Rice, he's my son. He's in IT, but he's out of Chicago. But Bruce just got his toe amputated yesterday. So he had a cancer lump in there. So he's at home limping around.
Get better, Bruce, right? Get better.
Family
Bruce.
Business.
A little messed up.
It's family business. Five kids, 6 to 31. You've been had Lot Pup for 8 years. It's growing like crazy.
Yeah.
Your ideal customer is?
Well, pretty much anybody. But no, I mean, I would say a high percentage of our dealers are franchise dealers. We probably about 15% are probably independents. But I mean, I was just looking today. We got an independent dealer in Nebraska. It's got 20 cars to where got dealers with 400 or 500 cars. So it really doesn't matter. It just comes down to equity management and you know, each car is a depreciating asset. Typically, they've been appreciating, but it's the depreciating asset. And the sooner you get off it, the better. So it really doesn't matter. But our ideal candidate, obviously, we're not an inventory management tool like a V-Auto. There's plenty of those. There's V-Auto, VenQ, Dealers Link, Max Digital. And they do a good job at looking at a car and how it's doing in the market, book out sheets, auction data. We focus on what's happening on the lot. So again, do we have too many trucks on enough cars? And if so, what trucks are causing those problems? And we look at a lot of the historical trending data and what's happening on their lot to help them address that. So we rely, our ideal client would have a system like a V-Auto, VenQ, Max Digital. So that's where we're going to pull a lot of their historical data from. And then we're integrated with about a half a dozen or more CRMs too, to integrate leads and cars into one system. Because as I find out, you know, over those years, I started selling cars in the internet in 97. Like I said, it's been a long time, but we show up to work every day to meet and greet customers and to sell cars. physically, but when it comes to managing it digitally, I got one system doing one thing, another system doing another, a CRM doing the customers, the inventory tool doing the inventory, and then one department's working this, one department, and versus it should be worked together like they do on the showroom floor. So that's what we focus on, is integrating that data, both inventory and customers, making sure we're handling, we have a lot walk tool, doing our lot walk digitally. So
I don't half the stuff you say, just so you know, I don't really know what you mean. Okay. Right. I kind of get an idea. I'm a transport guy.
Yeah.
But the reason I get so excited about this stuff is because it really does have a direct impact on what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm paying attention to a guy like Jason, even though I don't know everything he's saying, what's going to happen is I should start seeing what you say in my business.
Yeah.
So as I'm watching you on LinkedIn, okay, 2 days ago, I think it was maybe Thursday, he put a post up. Jay, I don't know if you can find his post history, but I wanted to, this is what really got me excited. About the market data.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that while he's looking for it. This post, this particular one.
Well, I just been here. I put out kind of where I think the market is heading, and it kind of sounded negative a bit. But in the video, I said, I hope I'm wrong. I hope 2 months, 3 months down the road, say, see, Jason, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'm glad I am wrong because it doesn't look pretty to me going forward. And I hope it isn't going the way I've seen it going. I hope I'm wrong with those projections. But a lot of times what I'm doing in there is we're still recording, right?
Yeah, just okay. Sorry. Okay, we're good. Yeah.
But it's all data. I'm basing it on the data and the trends that we've seen year over year and through other reports, headlines from New York Times about the economy and where inflation is.
Right. So I'm gonna interrupt you just for a minute, because what Jason's telling us right now, guys, is that you're not just looking at the car lot.
No.
And what's on the car lot and how long it's been there and how much you paid for it and how bad you need to get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing in stuff. Okay. Is this video that Jay pulled up? I mean, okay. Now go ahead and keep going.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm looking at headlines about inflation and stuff. Shoot. Like I said, my dually truck, it cost me $200 to fill that thing up, $5 a gallon. I mean, luckily, it's not impacting me like as much as some other people, them going from $40 to fill up their tank to $70 makes or breaks their month sometimes, and they got to do that two or three times, that's an extra $100 a month. And that impacts a lot of people's income. And I bring that up because right now is supposed to be our tax season where a lot of these tax shoppers are showing up and buying cars. And we're not seeing it in the numbers. But there's some people, analysts out there, that economists out there that are saying, hey, it's coming, we're going to have a good tax season. And again, the data that I was showing really don't reflect that, because the second thing I showed, so one, inflation and where we're at, and it's a 40-year high. So that's concerning. Gas prices, groceries, everything. And then let's talk about the IRS. In that video, I showed an IRS report from March 25th, which was just 2 weeks ago. And
actually, back to we had Jay. I don't know how we are, but let's go. Share screen, Jay. We're gonna let Jason show us. So we got three angles. Everybody's here. This is cool. That's a good looking photo right there. Wow, that looks good. That back to us sitting there talking. Yeah, I like that.
Is he gonna pull me up here?
Yeah, you should be able to. Do you have your camera on and everything?
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
And then I guess
there we go. Oh, let me turn it. Your turn.
There we go.
All right.
Right? Oh, I'm echoing there.
We are live on Cars on the Move. Check. 1, 2, 3. A little bit of echo, but we'll get that cleared up. So, Jason, I think you can. I muted Ty. And, Jason, you can unmute. There we go. Oh, dang it. There we go. Try it again, Jason. Sorry about that. We're live. There we go. Now, yeah, there we go. Let me stop mine. Yep, you go ahead. Thank you, Jason.
And share screen and share. Okay. So luckily I still have a lot of these tabs up. So one, you can see here, inflation is at a 4-year high. He can see me, right?
Got it.
Okay. So inflation's at a 40-year high. I'm sorry. It hasn't been this high since 82, 83. So that's a concern. Then we talk about China shutting down. The reason why inflation happens is supply and demand dynamics, right? Things are costing more money because there's more supply than there is demand. And China is shutting back down. 26 million people in Shanghai, they're shutting things down. Now, a lot of our products come from China, right? So is our supply demand problems as a country going to get better or worse? I think it's going to head to be a little bit worse. So then let's talk about the tax season. And again, a lot of people are saying, well, last year, the tax season, the filings are down 85,000 by this time, by March 25th, 85 million filings happen right now. We're at 81.3. So there's about 3 million less filings happening right now, down 4%. But the thing is the tax returns processed. Okay. They're ahead by 3 million. So there's more people's taxes being processed now this time this year than last year. The other thing we noticed was refunds. Refunds are up this time last year by 2%. So more people, based on calendar, have their money in their hand, and direct deposits, again, up 4.5%. The other good news is tax is up. It's higher than last year. Everybody's getting a $300 to $400 on average higher return. So that was the good news, going, man, this is going to be the largest tax return people's ever had. This is a good thing. And but the problem is, again, more people should have their money. But headlines from like CNBC says people are going to spend their tax refunds right away, mostly to pay bills. One of the things I highlighted in there, 31% said they're going to go toward major bills, including rent, medical bills, debt, and utilities. Another 15% said they'll spend it on essentials, gas and groceries. So 46% are going to spend it on things that they need. And so one of the things I pointed out, and there's a bunch I pointed out in the video, I won't hit it all, but one of the things that we track was our dealers' volume and what they sell in a two-week period. And we want dealers to sell 100% of their inventory a month. We want them to sell 100% of their inventory a month. So that means we want them to sell 50% in a two-week period. So this, by March 30th of last year, our dealers were selling 61% of their inventory in 2 weeks. That means they're selling 222% of their inventory in 4 weeks. So to put that in layman's term, I guess, if they had 100 cars last March 30th, they sold 122 with 100 in stock. Okay. And then right after that, it dropped down. By April 16th, again, we're looking at the last 2 weeks. So that means starting April 1st, it started dropping, and it dropped to 48%. Well, look, and remember, more people right now have money in their pocket from the IRS than they did last year. And look at what our peak happened this year on March 8th, okay? March 8th, so 2 weeks ago, that would have been February. And right now we're at 45% sold. So if dealers have 100 in stock right now, they're only selling 90 comparably to 122 last year. So if more people have money in their pockets, wouldn't they be out there buying more cars? Well, they're not, because I think they're spending their tax return just to survive with gas prices and everything. The other thing I pointed out is shopper indexes. And we look at Google Trends, and we look at how many people go to Google shopping for used cars. And this looks at the last 5 years, and I can drag this all the way back to 2004. But, February is a peak in shopper activity. You can see 2018, the shopper activity peaked. By 2019, in February and March, the activity peaked. The valleys have always been December, and then the peaks always happen in February or March, 2019. 2020, we hit this big valley in March because of the COVID shutdown. Yeah. Okay. But that was March. It dropped off. Yep. 2020 March, they shut down the country, March and April. But then it bounced right back. People got some stimulus money and they start buying cars, and then it dropped back down through December. Now, 2021, same pattern, except for March, the shopper count activity, instead of peaking February, end of March, it peaked at the middle of March. last year, the IRS said, hey, we're going to be a little behind on tax filings. And so the shopper count got pushed a little bit, right? So it maxed, and it was 96 out of 100 in March 14th. Two things I want to point out. This last December, shopper activity was as low as COVID shutdown activity. That's pretty damn low, right? And then our peak happened March 6th at 79 compared to last year's March peak at 96. That means you're, and right now we're at 59 out of 100 on activity. This time last year, we would have been at 82 in the 80s. Now it's at 56. So Google is showing there's less shoppers. Our sales trends are showing less volume. IRS is put out more money. So where are these buyers?
There's a problem.
There's a problem. Wholesale staying high though. Everybody's, yeah, but look at wholesale. I can't replace a car. There's shortages of cars. People are saying there's shortages of cars. Well, I also did a comparison. We would go and look at listings. How many cars?
I want to emphasize how cool what you're about to hear and watch. This is my favorite part.
Okay.
There's not a shortage of used cars.
Well, again, at least I'm not Cox. I'm not one of these big companies. I'm just manually pulling data. And we went back and we would track this for years. I could go back to 2014 and show you numbers. But if you look back here in April 2018, on Auto Trader, there was 50. So I took every one of our dealers. We do a 100-mile radius of their store. We put their zip code in autotraderandcars.com. And then we say, how many used cars, new cars, used cars, and certified cars are listed in his market? Again, we're looking at shopper counts and cars listed.
This is about as real as you get for me. Because I'm the guy, if I'm looking for a car, I go to my app. It's Car Guru.
Yeah.
And I put in my zip code. And I look around for what I want in mm-hmm. that zip code. So what you're saying is like, really, I get excited because this is what I do.
Yeah, yeah, so exactly.
As a regular guy looking for a car.
So back in 2018,
real stuff. I'm really looking.
If you just went and looked at all cars in a 100-mile radius of your zip code, there was at this dealer's 57,400 on Auto Trader, 42,000 on Cars.com in 2018. Okay. Now let's go live to this dealer today. Where is his store? And sorry, I'm going to pull out this dealer. I think I hit it yesterday, but. So if I go to the same dealer and the same zip code,
which is crazy. That's a lot. One dealer, 57,000 cars, right?
Yep. So look, he right now, as of March 4th, there was 57,000 on Auto Trader and 42,000 on cars.com. Let's go back to 2018 at the same time. 57,042, mm-hmm. same amount of cars. So I'm going, hold on, is there really a car shortage? I can go back to 2017 and see the same numbers, 60 and 43. It's within a grand or two, okay? I can go to 2014 and another deal. I have sample after sample after sample after sample after different market, different market, different market. Same stuff I'm seeing. The other thing I pointed out is look at these registrations.
Yeah,
2012, there was 248 million used cars registered in the U.S.
248 million used cars registered in the U.S.
As of 2020, 287 million. So the used car ferry didn't come in 2001 and pulled cars out of the people's driveways and threw them in the sky. Those cars are still on the road. And we sold 41 million used cars last year.
Right.
We're on pace to sell 40 million this year. In order to sell 40 million, there has to be 40 million available.
Right.
So where's the shortage when it comes to used cars? Even new. I understand it. Dealer, you got 5 new cars on your lot, but we sold 15 million used. Do you realize during the recession, we sold 10 million, right? So here's the numbers. During the recession, we sold 10 million, mm-hmm. 17 million. Mm-hmm. So the three-year-old car, there's 17 million that went out 3 years ago. Now, 3 years from now, maybe there's a little bit of a shortage.
Yeah.
Because, again, we went from 17 million down to 15 million. There's 2 million less cars being bought. So 3 years from now, the three-year-old car, there will be less. But right now, there's a shortage, I can't sell any car, I don't have any cars, part of me feels less sympathetic. I'm sorry for you. I don't know what to tell you, because there's other dealers that have plenty of cars.
Well, and so funny. So I'm the guy, I listen to you, then I go out and I drive around and try to see what I just heard you say.
Yeah.
So I've been driving by these car lots, especially franchise dealers. It was really bizarre. You saw all of a sudden, all the new cars were there. It's 2020.
Yeah.
What happened to the used cars? They were gone. And then, to me anyway, just looking, observation, there was a flip, and it went from no new cars. Now I'm driving through these franchise dealers. They are packed with used.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Well, some are. Again, we're calling dealers. I'm like, well, your product looks great, but I only have 20 cars in my life. Like, how? Well, we used to have 100. We're only down to 20. Well, you're doing a bad job acquiring cars because they're going in the lane. They're not doing think about it. And the other thing is there's companies like a Carvana right now, who was around then, but not as big as they are now. 51,000 used cars. So where'd they get those cars from, right? They're plunking them. Those are cars that would have been on dealers' lots, but they're not. So if you're 10, 20 cars short, well, maybe it's because Carvana grabbed those before you got a chance, because they do a really good job at private party acquisition. Very CarMax does.
Do you know about how many they're doing a day?
I've heard those stats, but yeah, it's crazy. It's like, crazy.
But before noon, we did a lot.
Yeah, if they got 51,000 retailable, they're probably doing that wholesaling too, you know? So they're moving a lot of cars. Talk about transportation. They're moving them across the country. Well, and
that's what I love to talk about. That acquisition, everybody's got their opinion, so I might as well have mine. That's to dominate transportation, period.
Yeah.
If it's going, if you buy it, doesn't matter where it's. The truck leaves at 8, be back at 5. It's crazy. So keep going. The used cars are here.
You can see if you go back a lot. I don't know if you're live on my screen or not, but even, yeah. I mean, here nationwide from June of last year, nationwide on Auto Trader, 1.4 and 1.2 million. Now there is 1.6 and 1.4 million. But so there's more cars now than there was June. But if we look back at June shopper activity, right, last year, it was way up here, right? And there was less cars. Now there's more cars and less shoppers. You tell me what's going to happen to the market. If this is our peak, if this is not our peak, where's it going to happen? Because every April and May, it drops. Every April and May, it drops 25%. So we're already in April heading into May. Now, unless
20%, you say 25?
Yeah, look, I mean, February, it was at 100 in 2019. And by April, it dropped to 68. So that's a 32% drop in shopper activity. Mm. So you take that, you go back to 2018. It went from 97 by April. It was at 80. You know, it's a 20% drop, 78. 20% drop in shopper activity year after year. I can go back to 2004 and show you the same pattern. So if you look, you know, this April does not match year over year April. You know, it's even lower than the previous, but we hit the peak previously. We haven't hit the peak. Look at, I mean, this March versus that, you know, March and April. March and April last year. You know, you could go back year, look at March peak and then April. Look at 2019 peak at 80. We didn't even hit 64 comparably. And our December was as low as COVID shutdown.
Mm.
And the other headlines, the tax returns, China has nothing to do with cars, but it has to do with toilet paper and products, right? You know, yeah. It's going to cost more money for people to buy, and inflation's already here. So what's it going to look like when China shuts down for months? Working through COVID, right? And Walmart's shelves are getting thinner and thinner on everything you want to buy, because 90% of it's coming from China.
Yeah.
So cost of living is going to, and then the average retail, I didn't even talk about that, but the average retail price has gone from like 18 grand to 26 grand. And the tax season, the normal blue collar buyers are 400 a month buyer. That's $222,000 cars. They don't hardly exist anymore. And so, other than they're in people's driveways.
Yeah.
You know, I think the average age of a used car has gone from like a little over 11 years to now 12 plus years.
12. Yes. I heard you say that.
So.
Okay. So where are you at as far as this presentation here? How many more we got?
Well, that, I mean, that's about it. I mean, I think I covered, I was just kind of defending, and part of that video was showing so the shopper.
There was a post before you put this up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the post I wanted to see. It was just, I think, a photo, and everybody commented on it. They were like, yeah.
Oh, because, it was the...
It led up to this video.
Yeah, it led up to the video. I did that Wednesday, and I did the video on Thursday. I showed where's the car shortage, you know, and I showed the screenshot of that dealer. He had 57,000 in his market in 18, and he has 50,000 4 years later. There's no car shortage, and everybody started chiming in on their opinion. I said, that's great you feel that way, but show me your charts and show me your data. Right. Just because you feel like, well, I don't see that here. Okay, well, I'm sorry you don't, but
it's the reality.
Right? At least of what I
and
see.
You, but here's what the truth is, as you talk to dealers, franchise dealers and independent dealers,
we talk
across
to them every week,
the United States.
Every week.
And they're telling you,
well, if some dealers are having, I mean, we had two new dealers last month that had their best month ever and their best month in a year. So it depends on their approach. But more times than not, guys are like, yeah, it seems a little slow. Our leads are down. And then we go, okay, we're hearing that from a lot of our dealers. And then we go look at the data and say, well, the shopper count's down. And on average, all of our dealers' volume's down. So there's obviously, Mr. Dealer, you're feeling the pain that everybody else is feeling. So let's react to the market and not just react to our lot.
From a transportation perspective, I used to notice these interesting trends, which were, I would call them catastrophic acts of God,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
And so now I'm curious, as you're saying that, I'm like, okay, where were they? What part of the nation were they in? And did their entire city catch on fire or did it get blown away? So insurance steps in, enterprise, whoever steps in and starts replacing cars.
Yeah.
So just, that's another metric, I think,
sure, yeah,
in the line of
sure.
What is going on.
Yeah, when a hurricane hit Texas and hundreds of thousands of cars get wiped out, you're gonna
have great sales in Texas.
Yes.
Where the hurricane.
And guess what? They're going to drive up wholesale in Chicago because they're going to go to Chicago and buy cars, transport them to Texas. And then Chicago thinks they can ask a ton of money for cars because wholesale's high.
Yeah.
And they go, well, no, the guy from Texas bought it for the hurricane people. Your market still is 30 grand. That guy gets asked 33
because
exactly. Of supply and demand. And so just because he paid 31 at the lane don't mean you get to ask 33.
Yeah.
He gets to do that. Your market, it's going for 30. So that's why, again, you know, it depends on your market and what happened. I mean, if you got a lot of blue collar market and they rely on that tax, because I gave you an example here with my team, you know, a lot of these people hourly and stuff, but I mean, a lot of them go, well, this is a typical scenario this time of year. I got to get new tires. Well, tires will cost me $400 or $500. I just got $1,000 from my tax return. So 500 plus my 1,000, that's 1,500. Why don't I just trade my car in and trade that in and get a new car? Well, that $1,000, the tax return is going to go toward the tires and the gas that and the groceries, and they're not going to trade their car in. You know, they're just going to put more money. So that's the stuff happening now. And the other one of them that I didn't share, this Car Global.
Yeah.
They own Odessa and everything, right? So this is Car Global stat. This is a reputable company. This time last year, and I don't know if it's because
get our screen on. Hang on.
There. Yeah, share my screen again.
There we go.
This is
so
global. Yeah.
So I shared this yesterday too. This time last year, so they're looking at the age of cars, and again on a scale of 100, 102 being, you know, there's a little bit more 4 or 5 year old cars than there were 11 year old cars. Down at the bottom, 11 plus year old cars at 99 and 4 to 5 year olds at 102, but basically all even. There's just as many 11 year old cars back then as there were 3 and 4 and 5 year old cars. So this time last year, where that activity, the volume spiked,
yeah.
More shoppers, they had more choices. You go forward to here. Now they stopped in February. I don't know if they stopped the reporting because Carvana bought them or not, but all of a sudden, but either way, it's probably worse than what it's showing here. 1 to 3 year old cars spikes up to 183 on their scale, and 4 to 5 year old cars drop to 78 and 70, 87. So the high percentage of what's available is the 1 to 3 year old car. That's 25, 30, 40, 50 grand. And that tax season buyer can't afford that typically. So yes, there's just as many cars available, less appealing cars available.
Hmm.
You tie that in with shopper count being down due to inflation, gas prices, and everything else. You know, unless we start plucking getting these people that have 280 million cars registered to start trading them in,
280 million there's 280
yeah remember this yeah, yeah. this yeah up here oh, 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 there's yeah. 280 million used cars registered on the road right now, which is 40,000 more than they were in 2012. Again, there's no used car shortages. There's 287 million used cars on the road, probably 290 now, because again, 2001 we sold 40 more million,
yeah,
which was a million higher than the previous year. So there's probably 290 million cars on the road. There's no car shortage.
Did you hear that, everybody? There's no car shortage.
You just got to get the people to trade them in.
It's kind of like in our world, everybody talks about a driver shortage.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm not sure that that's real.
Yeah.
So, okay, your job now, if I'm a car dealer and I pay attention to anything, especially just walk out and see my lot, I call you, Lot Pops, Jason. I need help. I'm concerned about what's maybe the next 3-6 months. How do what's the typical phone call look like for you?
A non-client.
Things
seem to be slowing down. We're seeing the pain. We're starting to see the pain. We want to kind of get ahead of this, and we show them how we help them get ahead of it by looking at shopper indexes and listings available in their market to how things are moving. So, you know, I usually expose some holes in their processes, you know, like
keyword processes. Keyword.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep
going. And going back to the benefit of this, the more I can get their volume and more we can get their inventory moving, the more they got to buy and transport. Right. So, so here, example would be, and I don't know if I got to show my chart or my screen or not for this, but here's an example you could see, but 12% of his inventory is 31 to 45 days old. And only 8% of his current sales are going out of that bucket. So if 12% is sitting there and he's only selling 8%, if he doesn't increase that sale rate, 4% will bleed through and he has an aging problem, right? And then when we age cars, we drop prices and then we blow them out. So that's a normal call to me, I would expose that issue to them. I can do that out of their current system, Viato, Max, whatever, and show them, hey, this is a problem on your lot. What are you going to do about it?
Oh, time out. You just said something. So the independent car lot guy, 20, 50 cars on his lot, he does use some kind of inventory management tool?
Most don't. You know, I did do I went to the Texas independent and I spoke there, and there's 30, 40 guys in there, and didn't seem like any of them had an inventory management tool, which it was surprising. Again, because even at 20 cars, I don't know how much they spent. I mean, some guys didn't have an age. They had cars sitting $200-$300. You know, I said, how many guys have cars over, 90 days? How many 100? How many 200? And I'm thinking, wow, man.
Well, so it's funny. And I'm not trying to cut in on you here, but so part of what Jay has built at Auto Transport Intel, ATI, is people call, I want to get into a car home. And so as I've been taking those calls and figuring it out, I start thinking about, there's probably a whole nother group out there that does, I want to be a car dealer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, well, I don't know. How would you do that? What do you need? And so talking to guys like you helps me better understand there are processes.
And here, to be honest, and I've talked to an independent the other day, or a dealer that didn't have an inventory management tool, I told them, go do that first.
Yeah.
Once you've mastered that, circle back to me and then we can help you even further. But you need something to appraise your car, see where other guys are pricing them, see what wholesale is, see if you need to adjust the pricing. You know, you need that first and then come to us. So, you know, yeah, get some kind of, in here, there's Dealers Link, there's VinQ, there's Max Digital, there's Viato. There's a guy that just stopped by today. He's got this company called Viper that has 30 dealerships. They're just starting out. You know, so there's a half a dozen of these inventory management tools. Look at them, invest in them, because they're going to make you better. And then from there, if you need more help, you know, that's where we come in.
And so we've met you through different people, I'm happy to be here today. That's super awesome. Thank you for letting us in. And then
I'm glad you came to this place and not my old place. This place is a little bit nicer. I should take you over to our training. Okay. Yeah. I do have a demo in like 15 minutes. Let me show you.
Cool. They're on the move. This is
I'm going to give you some books.
Oh, here we go. We got some books. Nice. Awesome. Thank you. We love that.
Yeah.
So we're live with Ty at Lot Pop. And I don't think anybody brought a camera with them, so they're going, but that's okay. We're about to wrap up. We're running long on the show today.
Here we go.
Hey Jay, where's my photo?
Hang on 1 second. We're moving. Let's do this.
All right. I'll get a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, and you tell us.
Oh, actually, it's open. So go ahead and head over that way.
Okay.
This is a training room.
Yeah. So we do a used car university every month. There's our team. They're doing a little happy hour. Come on this way.
Nice. Hey team.
Hello.
Hey, I love it. Energy.
Yeah. Every Friday we do a little lunch happy hour. Ignore the beer.
Welcome
there.
To Lot Pop.
But we have about 20 tables, 40 chairs in storage in here, and we'll do our 20 group every 4 months out of here, and we do a university used car class, a day and a half. It's open to anybody, it's free. We'll do a day and a half out of here. I got one coming up April 19th, so if anybody goes to lotpopu.com, as you've seen, you are in a parking lot. Right across the street is a hotel. They can walk right there's two across the street over there. So as long as they get here and show up, we do, like I said, I can host up to 30-40 people in here, and we provide lunch from the number one barbecue joint in the nation, Joe's Barbecue in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's a good event.
Number one. Okay. So Jay, I'm going to have you put we can't hear you right now, but I'm going to have you put up the Lot Pop link, right?
Lot Pop U. Just go to lotpopu.com or lotpopuniversity.com, and there's information
there. Oh, I'm going to put it in my ear.
University.
You may be trying to...
Yeah, I'm checking it. Lot Pop University. Okay, so I think I found it. Lot Pop University in the live chat link. Yep, got it.
Good. Okay. All right. I think we're about ready to wrap it up. This was amazing. For sure.
Wow.
And I don't know if you have any questions, but if you do, I can pass them along.
You know, I don't. I just want to thank Jason for his time and his tour.
He's got me thinking too. He's got everybody thinking. Then we're gonna flip it back around here and walk. Okay, there's time, Jason. There it is. Okay,
right,
so that was good. We know you got plenty to do. I'm going to let myself out.
Sure.
And we'll wrap it up.
All right.
I'll talk to you later. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Jason. Wow, that was awesome.
Books. I was going to get the books. All right,
amazing.
Jay.
Great show. I mean, great show.
No, I'm good. Thank you. Yeah, that's perfect. This is great.
Wow.
Post.
Wow.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. It's just, I was just saying, check. Great show. Job, Ty. And Ty's on his way out. We'll say goodbye to him in a second. Want to thank everybody in the live chat. Listen, a lot of information was shared. If you have questions for Jason, visit lotpop.com. Let us know if we can help you get more information about, use car lot strategy. I know that, use car lots and dealers isn't everybody's jam as far as information and strategy, but we do have it here. And Ty, can you see me and hear me okay?
I can hear you. I can't see you.
Okay, that's okay. I can see you. I can hear you.
There you are.
Just want to thank Jason once again as we're wrapping up here. More information.
QR codes for all the stuff. Lot Pop, and then a couple books for the road that we're definitely. Raise your hand if you're in the live chat. We want to.
I'll take a book.
WTF.
Oh, there you go. Oh, work the facts. Oh, work the facts.
Can you see it?
Yes. I see it.
Okay.
Excellent. And his information, his screen sharing.
Oh, my goodness.
Off the charts.
Absolutely, dude.
Amazing.
We'll do it again. We'll see it. Thank you.
Yes.
Have a good day. Good
weekend. So cool. Great job, Ty. Great job, man.
Oh, wait. Can you guys hear me?
I can see you. I can hear you. I know we're live. We're on demand and we're live. And, that show was off the hook.
Oh boy, that was good. Okay, I'm gonna sit down here and just wrap it up and tell everybody. I did talk to some people, of course. Hang on,
talking to people, always talking to people. Yeah, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to just recap what's going on next week. Next week is a big week, actually.
Yeah, next week, thank you, Bill Zedite, Joe Overby, Cherokee Media, Automotive News. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much, Jason, Lot Pop. Fantastic. We're going to get him a clip of this and spread that around. But
oh, man.
Guys, seriously, if you know what he's talking about, if you're a car dealer, may concern you. Okay, there's a lot of things happening in the world right now that and that, by the way, that guy and this guy and Jay, none of us here are Debbie Downers or the cup's half empty. Ours is always half full, and we're just being honest with you and telling you there could be some challenges coming up. So one of the things I keep an eye on is how many people I talk to that want to come into car hauling, how many people I talk to that are out of car hauling, what's going to happen in the car hauling in the next 3 to 6 months. I don't have that kind of information, but if I follow that kind of information, I can tell you one thing that's going to really hurt the little independent guy that's filling up the truck for used to be 100, now it's 200. That's real. And that's a big expense in car hauling. And I keep telling people, you better have some money stashed if you want to play in this game, because you're going to need it. So anyway. See,
and while you say that, I say, stop watching all the Get Rich Quick videos. Stop doing that to yourself. And if you are doing that, and your business strategy is the load board, we're shedding light on that as well. Because if you're going to understand the load board, understand what's behind it. That's what Jason is telling you.
It
behind
is.
The load board with Jason Rice.
You guys go ahead and do your load board all you want. That's fine. But here's what's happened. So, you know, what's your takeaway from that? Okay. He's got a takeaway. I got a takeaway. Jason, everybody that watched that has a takeaway. Here's mine. Consumer spending is down. That is the driver for what happens in my world. If consumers aren't buying cars, then I'm not moving cars. If consumers aren't spending money to buy cars, they're not selling cars. So those graphs, those charts, all that stuff that he was showing you, I mean, I get so excited about that. I'm not even an economist, or I don't like numbers, but I get excited about that because it's telling me what's happening now, what happened back then, and what could happen next. So if I'm in business, if I own my business, which is what I promote, I'm going to start paying attention to what's going on around me, not just on the lot. Got it?
And let's say you're doing a POV move. Let's say it's resident to resident and you're negotiating on the rate. While you're telling them your fuel cost is up, they're going to say, well, we don't have the money. We're paying more for groceries. We're paying more for fuel too. We got all problems out of our eyeballs. We can't pay more. There you go.
Yeah. Be careful. It's some interesting times ahead. Again, I'm not trying to be down. Definitely. Right.
We're
always
not
promote.
Downers. We just sound that way. Okay. So.
Well, anyway, you guys got my number, 417-483-2764.
And next week is Ty Thompson week.
Oh,
another
boy.
Ty Thompson. Tuesday night, Ty Thompson. Wednesday live, Ty Thompson. Thursday live, Ty Thompson.
Wow.
Right?
Man.
So you're on point. Yeah. And maybe if we go again Friday, you might be exhausted, but Cars on the Move exhausted Friday. I don't know.
Slave driver.
Exactly. Get back to work.
Hey, what's that position in the media corporation, the scheduler guy that's always pushing that?
Well, you got your coordinators and your executive producers and everybody in between. I think the line producer has the largest. So yeah, man, dude, get back to work, dude. You got a lot of work to do. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah,
thank you for everything
too.
That you do, man. Thank you.
No, thank you. You put in a lot of work that nobody knows about, but maybe me. And I see that work, and it's amazing. It really is. So thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to let you wrap it up. I'm going to tell everybody peace out. Tell you transport guy. Transport
cool.
Parking lot.
We'll
bye-bye.
See you next week, buddy. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ty. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in the live chat. You know this is Auto Transport Car Shipping Business Channel. My name is Jay. All right, so yes. So please do join us. You know, if trade shows aren't your jam, Tuesday night, you know, don't worry about it because he's going to be at a trade show. But he's going to be live at the trade show Wednesday and Thursday. And what happens is, even if you're not trying, whether you watch live, on demand, or listen to the podcast, you're going to pick up more information. That's what happened to us. When we went to Auto Intel Summit a few years ago, we were way out of our element. But we've learned a lot since then. FinTech, financial technology, sounded like a banker thing. Well, that's how people are buying their cars. And you know what they're also doing? After they buy their car and they do everything online and they're hitting the buttons, you know what the final button is? Transportation. It's a button now. So we're going to keep talking about what's behind the button and what's in front of the customer, front of the store, back of the store, all here on ATI. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. You know the drill. Please do join us next week. Stay safe, stay warm, and we'll see you soon. Peace out, everybody. Thank you.